Hold on one sec. First of all, it's my first time talking to you guys all off season, so just want to say hello.
Hello.
You've arrived.
We're talking to Terrell, just talking about how this defense is going to be a little different in that, you know, he's going to make the offenses adjust to you. He said something, you're going to change things up along the front. Talk about how you guys are receptive to that. I mean, is it more fun playing, in this kind of thing where you're kind of attacking different?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it's more fun. I think it forces guys to study more and learn what's going on, because to be able to dictate to the offense what they're going to do, then we have to know exactly what we're going to do. And I kind of feel like, you know, as a man and, you know, being married and having a house, I kind of feel like a man that, you know, if you got a whole bunch of tools, you kind of walk around looking for stuff to fix because you just want to use your tools. When you don't have a bunch of tools, you just kind of like, I can get it tomorrow. So, you know, going into games, having a whole bunch of different stuff, a whole bunch of different tools that we can use, we're going to look for those opportunities to figure out which one works best and use it. And hopefully that'll equate to more turnovers and a dominant defense.
Is there a Taylor Manor in the house?
Try to be in the offseason.
Taylor said he's not married to any kind of front, any kind of defense. Is that point to play in that kind of defense where it could be something different every single week?
I think it's fun because I mean, it's a long season and, you know, they have a whole week to scout you and things like that. So after week 4 or 5, you know, they can kind of, if you're not changing up things, they can kind of hone in on what you're doing and, I mean, come up with a game plan to really make you reevaluate some things. So for them to come into games not knowing exactly what we're going to do, us mixing it up, keeping the offense on their toes in the secondary, mixing it up at linebacker, just doing some different things up front. I mean, even if we're not doing anything different, just giving a different look, that could make a big difference as well. So I mean, I'm definitely excited about that. And I mean, obviously with our front four, our D-line, the things that we can get done, the pressure that we can create and stuff like that, I mean, it only makes you happy as a secondary guy.
How is the chemistry coming along on field with James and in Don, and how's Don fitting in with you two guys?
Oh, I think the chemistry is coming on great. You know, we like I said, me and Diggs, once Diggs signed here, it was so ironic. You know, we work out at the same place in Houston. So once he signed here, we just kind of hit stride, start working out together and, you know, start building our relationship right there. And, you know, on the field, it's been fun. You know, I haven't actually got a chance to really, really practice with him, but I get to go through individuals with him and be in all the meetings and have fun on the field with him. I just don't get to go out and compete with him. And so, you know, I'm pretty sure once we get to that point, you know, it'll get even funner.
What is your timetable? If you can tell us, are you going to be for the mini camp? Are you going to be
ready for stuff? I don't really know. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, waiting for the word. You know, we kind of feel like, you know, we got good progress. And so, you know, just kind of waiting on the word.
How hard was last year for you? I mean, you never complained. You never made excuses. But I know you played through a lot of pain. Can you talk about it now?
Well, I mean, last year, like I just said, I'm not a guy that, you know, looks for excuses or look for, you know, any kind of sympathy so I didn't really want it to be known that, you know, how bad it was or what I had or anything like that. If I could play, I could play. And if I couldn't play, I wasn't going to play. And so, you know, when I went out there, if I ever felt like I was going to put my team in jeopardy, then I wouldn't have played. But, you know, playing safety, being a little farther back, you can kind of control your movements to an extent, and so I was able to mask it a little bit. Obviously, I didn't feel like I was able to do all the things that I like to do on the field. I wasn't able to make all the plays that I could have made on the field, but you know, I tried to give, you know, what I could give, and hopefully this year I won't have to deal with that, and I get to fly around and have fun.
Sorry, how will the defense look different to fans once you get to the fall? Like, what will jump out to them, do you think?
Probably the speed that we're playing at right now and the movement pre-snap that they're going to see. Probably more blitzing stuff that they're going to see. Well, at least they may think it's a blitz when it may not even be a blitz, but it may look like a blitz. And, you know, I think they're going to see a fast, physical, you know, relentless attacking defense. And, you know, we're going to build on that And, you know, that's what we're going to strive to be.
What was your
last question, guys?
When you played here for Houston with the crowd and all that, what was your impression then? What was it like you're playing for the Lions, the whole crowd knows, with Ford Field?
Oh, man, it was great. You know, playing at home, man, I remember plenty of games, you know, we'd come out as a defense and the crowd is rocking. You know, the crowd is rocking and the offense can't hear and, you know, they false starting or things like that. You know, I'm a defensive guy, so I'm always a big fan of putting the defense out there first at home games because the crowd is already into it. They're amped from the kickoff. So might as well put the defense out there first, you know, because when you put the offense out there, now the crowd got to sit down and be quiet. And then if the offensive possession don't go great, now they're not as excited for when the defense come out there. But, hey, when the defense come out there, they're already excited from the kickoff, the first play of the game. They're pumped. And, you know, we come out and use that momentum and get a stop. Now we're a step ahead.
So what was it like when the whole defensive line went out there at Green Bay and the introductions, you know, because of what had happened with
them? I mean, you saw what it was like. You know, they were fired up. We were fired up. We fed off their energy and the crowd's energy, and you know the final score was you know what it was.
Oh, did you have surgery in the off season?
Yes.
All good?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.